Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I just see that to say thank you to God is to receive God. And if you don't say thank you to God, you reject God. It's huge. It's not a small thing. And when you receive him, you get more of him. And when you reject him, you get less of him. And then you blame him for not being there for you.
The importance is reflected in the consequences for not doing it.
Yeah.
Because the degradation and the destruction that the thankless person goes to, I mean, they become just squalor, disgusting. And the reason why is because it's that important. Thanks is that important. And this has all been huge and amazing. Absolutely.
Carol, I appreciate your transparency, and everybody who hears this will appreciate it too, because you've set yourself out as an example. And the revelation and transformation he's giving you is just incredible.
You know, I can remember years ago, 1970s, for all you folks out there that are as young as I am, when we stood up and said, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving in our voice, enter his courts with praise," and I would be clapping and dancing and hollering and hooting and having a great time, and that's fine. I'm not belittling that, but I look back on that time and I look back and I think, oh Jesus, how little I understood of how precious thanksgiving is to your heart. How much thanksgiving ministers to you, to your whole being, to be grateful for everything that you do, everything that you've done, everything you will do, and that everything is as it should be because you are you and you are Lord.
It just fills you with repentance, doesn't it? To look back over your life and see situations that you weren't grateful in, and so you missed it. It just takes a lot of forgiveness to come to the Lord about this and ask for the new heart that he's given us. I made my life difficult on so many grounds when I failed to say thank you.
We're just sitting here taking this in, all of us, and just wondering if thanksgiving just creates a heart of love, or it opens the door to Christ's heart of love in me to manifest himself. It is creative. Thanksgiving is a creative pathway. It's not cold. It's not just words. It is a creative pathway. I am watching, in this one person, I am watching the creation of things that were not become as they are. It's been a creative process.
And a creative miracle.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, if you want to see this in the life of Jesus, to prove that is how he lived, you can look at Matthew 11, where he went to the cities of Chorazin, Bethsaida, Tyre, and Sidon, and did miracles. And then in verse 20, he said, he began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles were done because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin, and woe to you, Bethsaida, for the miracles had occurred in Tyre and Sidon which occurred in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. It'll be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to the heavens? And he goes on. Then he says in verse 25 of chapter 11, but in the Greek, he rejoiced greatly. It was an exuberant rejoicing. Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. He rejoiced greatly with exuberant praise that he saw what God had done, and he praised God for doing it that way. He had hidden it from the wise and intelligent in those cities. He had hidden it from them, but revealed it to Lazarus, Mary, Martha, the children.
Well, that's very personally piercing right there to me, because when I am ungrateful, I am the wise and the intelligent, and I am the adult, not the sheep, not the child. I am the adult who reasons according to my own mind, my own assessment, and I'm blind and deaf. And so it truly is what Jesus says. It's hidden from me. When I choose to be in that place as a goat, as an adult, as someone who thinks she knows anything,
it's always puzzled me how you could see these, how these cities could see miracles and not believe. And that's why. Because they're reasoning it. And it's true through the whole Gospels. Every time anybody reasoned, they couldn't see Jesus. Instead of just saying, thank you for the miracle. Why couldn't they say thank you for the miracle? And they didn't, apparently. They didn't even receive that there were miracles that he had done. Big.
I'm just seeing that when I am in that place of seeing myself, seeing my spiritual walk, seeing wherever I am spiritually, in my spiritual need, when I am assessing it according to myself, according to my reason, according to my own judgment, then it's hidden from me. The very provision, my very inheritance, which he died and suffered to give me, is hidden from me. It's there. It's right there. But I can't see it.
That's brilliant, Carol.
But today is a new day. And he has unhidden this. It has been unhidden. And by God's grace, he has implanted a new seed of gratitude for everything in me. And I am just excited to watch him water it and make it grow.
He's so faithful to remind me to thank him. He might do it through a person, or he might say, go to like to Psalm 50. But he is so faithful to undertake that and help me. Imagine being gracious enough to help you do what you're supposed to do and should do automatically. Then I'm thinking, too, of the Beatitudes where Jesus said, praise God when you're persecuted. And be thankful, because great is your reward in heaven. And that is so difficult to do. It just, God help me.
Thanksgiving takes us to the heavenlies. It truly
takes us
to the heavenlies, to the reality.
It opens the heavens down onto us too.
Yes, yes.
What's being poured into our friend's life is amazing. I told at Thanksgiving there was a surgery, crucial surgery that was made available to her after she became grateful, that was not available before. The surgeons that talked to her said, I can't guarantee it may not be a success. Everyone she went to after she became grateful, she came to this surgeon and said, sure, I can do that. And he did it. And it was successful and changed her life.
I haven't seen a lot of that, Martha, in that context of that is the fruit and it is the reward of gratitude and receiving Him, receiving what He has done and looking to Him and choosing to become grateful, and through even choosing to become grateful, becoming grateful. Having that gratitude that is in Jesus Christ truly manifested in and through you.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.